Nationally and here in New Hampshire, tougher immigration policies from the Trump administration have been the focus of protests in recent months.
What do we want? Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
Earlier this summer, protesters outside Governor Chris Sununu's office demanded action against checkpoints set up by U.S. Border Patrol along Interstate 93 in the White Mountains. But across the state, there's a lot of support for those checkpoints for a reason that has little to do with immigration, NHPR's Brita Green reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been running checkpoints more frequently under the Trump administration. They've been setting up here in New Hampshire on Interstate 93 near the small towns of Woodstock and Lincoln. Their stated goal is enforcing immigration law. And to that end, the checkpoints have been fairly successful. Agents have arrested more than 50 people over the past 2 years, people they determined to be in the country illegally. But those in support of the stops are often quick to turn attention to another topic: drugs and the state's opioid crisis.
There have been drug busts.
This is Governor Chris Sununu speaking with reporters last month.
We've been able to seize paraphernalia and drugs out of those checkpoints. They seem to work fairly responsibly and reasonably in the state of New Hampshire.
The connection between drugs, illegal immigration, and crime is not a new one, of course. It's part of the standard argument President Trump makes for ramping up enforcement. Here he is at his State of the Union address earlier this year.
For decades, open borders have allowed drugs and gangs to pour into our most vulnerable communities.
The idea is more checkpoints will catch more drug dealers in the country illegally. And if they catch more American drug dealers, that's a bonus. Here in New Hampshire, despite the political divide on immigration issues, the checkpoints are broadly accepted among state residents, at least by one measure. That's a survey conducted last year by researchers at the University of New Hampshire. Overall, 70% of respondents said they supported checkpoints as a check on immigration, but also to investigate potential drug smuggling. I heard similar feelings on a recent trip to Woodstock and Lincoln, near where the stops have been taking place. On a weekday morning there, booths at the Sunny Day Diner were packed with tourists in town for a mountain vacation. But the staff, they're locals.
To us, it's more about the drugs than the immigration.
Waitress Rebecca Borges has been living here for almost 20 years. She says, sure, there's downsides to the checkpoints. For one, they cause traffic to back up. But if you live around here, you know how to take the side roads. What she's really worried about is dealers coming in.
And it's been getting pretty bad with a lot of children in this area. We've had a couple deaths. So I think for a lot of parents here, we're happy about it.
Just down the road, John Payne runs an inn with his wife. He actually got stopped in the checkpoints this year with two young Chinese women that have been working for them this summer on visas. The agents suspected Payne may be trafficking the girls, but after some delay, they were sent on their way. He took it as a good sign, not a headache.
If they're catching human traffickers, all power to them.
When it comes to immigration, he says, we need to enforce the laws on the books. And he thinks it helps to have another eye out in general for illegal behavior.
If somebody catches a heroin dealer in my community and puts them in jail, I'll shake their hand twice, you know.
The vast majority of drugs seized at these checkpoints, though, have not been heroin or cocaine, meth, or fentanyl. Instead, it's been marijuana and derivatives, things like edibles and hash oil. So simply put,
checkpoints haven't caught drug traffickers.
This is Gilby Sinet with the New Hampshire ACLU. He's been fighting the checkpoints and won a court battle to have drug evidence thrown out from a couple stops in 2017, arguing the way the searches were performed was illegal under the state constitution. He says most people caught with drugs in these stops are carrying only small personal use amounts of marijuana, and any notion that the checkpoints are making a dent in the state's drug crisis are unfounded.
These are family members, these are kids, these are parents, these are not drug dealers, as people have been suggesting.
Back in Woodstock, Roberta Vigno, a financial manager at the Woodstock Inn, agrees.
We do have a drug problem in this town. Is that going to stop that? No.
The checkpoints, she says, have been all over the news. Big-time dealers, they know what they're doing. They'll just avoid the interstate altogether. The most recent checkpoint, just a couple weeks ago, resulted in no arrests, either for drugs or immigration violations. That's according to Border Patrol. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.